Welcome to Postcast tonight, where the Utah Jazz fall to the Phoenix Suns by the final score of 106-95. Jazz go to 0-2 at home. The Phoenix Suns go to a super impressive 4-1 on the season. And the beginning of a three-game stretch of the Phoenix Suns where they're trying to make a statement, and they made the first one tonight. The Jazz have not made that statement yet. We'll talk about it coming up. What went wrong? Take your comments and your thoughts on the live edition of Postcast, all coming up here on Locked on Jazz. So the Utah Jazz fall by the final score of 106-95 tonight. Really, it was an offensive struggle for the Jazz tonight more than anything else. As you look at this defensively, the Jazz actually began to do a lot of things correctly, but they did not do things offensively. It was just a struggle. Jay Crowder was blowing up plays, knowing what the Jazz were doing. Joe Ingles couldn't come off things to get picks. Bojan Bogdanović only got four shots. The Jazz, at one point, had only assisted 5 3-point shots the whole game. They just did not move the basketball, did not have a rhythm. They over-dribbled at times, and the Jazz did not have it offensively in this ball game. They led 22-21 at the end of one. The second quarter, where the Jazz have been so good, when Rudy Gobert has been going up against second-team centers, the Jazz have been feasting. But it's also the same exact time that the Phoenix Suns have been feasting on teams, and the Suns evidently had a better meal than the Jazz tonight in that stretch of the ball game. They went up by 13 at the half. They led by 13 at the end of three, and then just kind of waltz to the win. This was not a particularly close ball game. We are live on Periscope, on Twitch, as well as on Facebook and on YouTube. So I want you to jump aboard, send in your comments and your questions. We do this show so it can be interactive with you. Happy New Year. Good riddance to 2020, right? So take the time with us right now. Appreciate you taking the time. All right, let's go to Rob right away. Passes seem to be down. We need to get the blender going. You know, we are not getting catch and shoot threes. That's what one of the big things was. It does look like we have to get them in transition if we're going to get them. The catch and shoot three is what we're best at. Last year, we were the number one catch and shoot team in the league, but we were 21st in attempts against Portland. We got a ton. We've not been able to get those looks, and we didn't get them tonight. That's what an assisted three is. An assisted three is basically a catch and shoot three, and we only had five of them early on in this ballgame. Donovan got two later in the game when he hit two threes. Donovan's off the bounce three games, not going either. I believe he is 3 of 22 now on off-the-bounce threes this year. That's unofficial, but I think it's close. He was 3 of 17 coming in, and he missed another 5 tonight. So he is 3 of 22. Let's go to Alex. Not seeing the ball movement as much as we used to. You know, Phoenix was the ball movement team tonight, right? They moved the ball. They threw it around. They had great actions going on the whole time. Moved it. Got the ball where they needed to go. Kept kind of the Jazz on their toes defensively. I do think the Jazz actually were pretty good for most of the night defensively. There were probably some areas, but the defensive rating kind of wore out as the night went on. It was 87 at the end of one. It was a 108 by halftime, so that second quarter defense wasn't very good. 113 by the third. They led 2 30-point quarters. But at some point, that gets hard. When you're not scoring at all, defense gets hard. And I think that's kind of what wore out tonight. So that's why I'm giving the defense a little bit of a pass in tonight's ballgame. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up with Bogey? Is it that he's struggling or opponents are doing something? So I think there's a few things here. One is, you know, he is the one guy that hasn't played since March, right? So let's understand that he's probably going to need a little bit more time than anyone else, having not played since March. Second thing, teams are not leaving him. He's one of the best shooters in the league, and they're not leaving him. And his strength is not, you know, playing off the bounce, playing in the pick and roll. He turns the ball over a lot in those circumstances. So that's not where you're going to get a lot of success out of him. And so when teams do hug to him, and I'd have to go back and watch the game, but my guess on this game, and I'm really guessing here, but somewhat educated, is that Jay Crowder just hugged onto Bogey all night, knew his routes he was going to take, and that he just couldn't get off. And Jay Crowder is so much bigger and more physical that he just couldn't get free to get opportunities tonight. And so when he couldn't get those opportunities, then there was a level of frustration, I think, and he just couldn't get going. The Jazz tried to run some things for him along the way, and they just couldn't. Let's go to Zach Brady. Zach says, Donovan's handle doesn't seem like it's there at all, getting the ball poked away a lot in the lane. I would agree. A bunch of times tonight, he got in there, and the ball went off his thigh or Ayton's thigh or those things he's been working on. That sometimes is balance, you know, and that's, again, you know, just the off-the-bounce three and the handle probably are related. Like, there's some balance, conditioning, game, just game readiness to that. Let's go to Adam Ray King. The Jazz should not be getting pushed around on their own floor, especially by the Wolves and the Suns. Yeah. I mean, the own floor thing's weird, right? Like, everything's kind of a neutral game. But no, I mean, like, hey, we basically have gotten outplayed by the Wolves, the Suns, and the Thunder in our last three games. That's not great. We're not playing very well right now. I think that's, you know, we had a really, really good six-minute stretch to come back and beat the Thunder, which was important. It's what good teams do. Phoenix looks great. You know, Monty Williams got that team playing well. They're playing with a lot of momentum. They're playing great defense. They're the number one defense in the league right now. So give them credit. Let's go to Jacob. Have the Jazz played zone before tonight? Not a lot. The feeling is that teams are pulling Rudy out of the lane and driving, and they've got to keep Rudy near the basket. And so then you got to play some zone, and the Jazz are going to have to play more and more of that as teams pull Rudy out of the middle and negate his defense. Have to regroup and win tomorrow. There's no time to cry. Go Jazz. I like it. Positive looking. Let's go to Eric Wood. The Jazz need Mitchell to look at being more aggressive and taking over early on. Is it just me, or does he seem to coast until later in the game? That's one big difference between I see him and Booker. Booker coasted till late in the game. I thought Devin Booker was fabulous tonight because he was not assertive. Devin Booker's been close to a pig at times in his career. And, you know, and what I mean by that is just like a ball hog who's not helping out his teammates. I thought Devin Booker was fabulous tonight. Didn't force, gave up the ball times where I never used to see him give up the ball, moved it to his teammates, trusted his teammates. And then late in the game, they told him to go score, and he did it. I thought Devin Booker was a totally different player than I've ever seen before tonight, and I was incredibly impressed by what I was seeing from him. Let's go to Adam. How many times are we going to use the other team just got into us? That's every night. That's a huge issue for the Jazz. With their motion offense and the way they move, they've got to figure out how to fight and react to teams being physical with them. You're absolutely right. Like, that is the script on how you play us. The script is out. So you're going to get physical with us defensively, and you're going to isolate us on the other end. And that's the script. We got to come up with answers to it. Marin, happy new year to you too. Let's see, one more question. Adam says, we need wing depth. It's killing us. You know, it's interesting the last two nights. Royce O'Neal guards the number one defensive guy, you know, his job is to guard the number one offensive guy every night. He's just not the defensive player like a Lou Dort or Mikal Bridges is. He just, you know, I don't know why not, but, you know, those guys just got, you know, Dort's unbelievable. And Bridges is an elite level long athlete. And, you know, Royce, you know, if you look at Devin Booker last year, shot 56% when guarded by Royce O'Neal. Donovan Mitchell shot 1 of 5 when guarded by Mikal Bridges. Donovan Mitchell shot 2 of 13 last year when guarded by Lou Dort. Like, we just don't have that guy. Royce does a hell of a job with it, but we don't have that guy on the roster. But, you know, you can't have everything, and we've got a lot. All right, that wraps it up. Jazz lose at 106-95. Have a happy new year. Thanks for tuning in.